When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Every Thursday, Jaden Robinson, Oregon State team captain, defensive back, friend of the show, Jamba guy, joins us in an interview brought to you by Jamba. Jaden Robinson joining us from Corvallis. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. It's good to be back. Thank you for having me again.
You bet. All right, let's, you know, you haven't played in the last couple games. Has it been really hard to watch what's going on out there as a competitor?
You know, it definitely has, you know, especially going out there coaching the young dudes. You know, we got on the perimeter, you know, just like teaching them what to do, what not to do, you know, just teaching them fundamentals and basic stuff that they need to know to go out there and execute. But it's been all right away, but not the best feeling.
Yeah, I know, because you're a competitor, right? And then you see play coming down to the end of the game. You want to put a uniform on and run out there, don't you?
Man, every day, every snap.
Can you, you know, look, I don't want to put you in a bad spot. Your coach has said it's up to players, you know, health, injuries, stuff like that. Can we talk about what's going on, or how much do you want to share?
I won't be back this week, but definitely after bye week, I'll be back the rest of the season in the bowl game.
Okay.
For sure.
So that's going to be crunch time. I mean, you're going to talk, that's a month, a solid month of football with no break after the bye week. And so, you know, I think it's really important. There's an opportunity this week against Cal. I'll have you talk a little bit about them. But, you know, you're looking at that final month of the season. Is this it for you? Is this the end of your college football career, at least, this last month that you'll play in the bowl game?
Yes, sir. Be my last great foe. And then going into the bowl game, that'll be my last one as a Beav.
So what do you need? You know, people always ask you after, what did you get out of it? What do you want to get out of that last month of the season? What kind of things are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about the team, you know, our team going out there playing fundamentally sound, you know, the rest of the season, you know, to get where we want to be at the end of the season. You know, I'm looking to end with a 10-win season again. So, you know, just for the guys who are going out there this week, you know, I want them to go execute, play at a high level, and do what they do. Big game this week, you know, every week's a big game. But to me, you know, I think we win this game, it sets us on the path going into the bye week to be ready to just take November. You know, that's where the best ball's played, and then get a great bowl game, and then end up getting a good bowl game and showing out for the next group of young cats to go coming next year.
Yeah, Coach Spray talked about the run game and wasn't happy a couple weeks ago with kind of the defensive effort, but you're there. You know about the injuries and guys that are hurt on the D-line and how rough that has been. Can you give us an idea of, you know, maybe if you go back a couple weeks, that Nevada game, I think you were down like 7 defensive linemen at that point.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is that?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's next man up. You know, I think when you have a young group, you know, it's hard for, you know, instead of having a returning group, you know, where they know what they're doing, you know, they've been in the fire before, they've seen what is coming and is able to adjust and be coachable and fix it. You know, having young guys, you know, moving forward, you know, getting a lot of people back, you know, they're starting to understand they've built their battle scars, their battle wounds, so, you know, they're being a little more fundamentally sound. So, but yeah, that's the biggest thing.
You guys were much better defensively against the run last week. I know you can do better, but give me an idea of what you see. You're watching film. What do you see? What do you see when you look at film for Cal?
Cal, you know, I think we got to stop the run there. You know, I think they got some athletic playmakers on the end, on the outsides. They got 2 good backs. Their QB is pretty mobile. You know, I think their O-line struggles a little bit, but, you know, I think we're going to get after them. I think mainly we got to stop the run, which I think we will do, and then force them to pass the ball and then just contain them and keep them limited to explosive plays.
You know, you talk about injuries. Maybe we can let people in not on your specific injury, but just how it kind of works. When a guy is hurt, we'll just talk in general terms, you know, you have a trainer, you have a doctor. How do you get cleared to play? Like, what is that process like? Or, you know, do they give that clearance to your coach? Do they give that clearance to you? How does that happen?
I mean, honestly, it depends on the injury, but for the main part, you know, you got to go through a whole protocol, you know, to come back. You got to meet a certain criteria and agenda for practice and for the staff to be able to even get back into doing certain practice stuff, you know, with the team, be in contact, non-contact, stuff like that. So it's a lot of protocol and a lot of steps to even be able to get back on the field once an injury does occur.
Jaden Robinson with us. Give us an idea. What are you getting, Jamba, lately? What's been happening?
Hey, I've really been messing with the Belgian waffle. Like, the warm Belgian waffle has really been going crazy. I'm not a waffle guy. You know, I'd be thinking they'd be dry sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't be wanting to deal with that. But, you know, they be right. They be warm, sweet, crunchy. And then I get a nice fruity pebble, small fruity pebble on the side.
I love that you're giving me ideas now. All right, look, last week I missed the interview. I was in Vegas, one of your favorite places. I was in Las Vegas because you had a Vegas Bowl there. What was it, just last bowl season? But I was there for basketball media days, and I was only there for like 20 hours. It was not enough time to really do Vegas. Give our listeners an idea. Jaden Robinson's the tour guide in Vegas. What's the right amount of time that we're staying in Vegas?
Look, if you go to Vegas to Vegas, you only need about 3 days. But you take the family, you got some kids, you know, you might want to stay there a week, you know, take them out to a resort, show them the strip. If certain parts of the strip, you know, circus for kids, you know, certain parts, you know, only 21 and up. But for the most part, 3 days. You only need 3 days in Vegas.
I fear if I spent more than 72 hours in Vegas, I'd need an IV. You know what I mean? I'd be one of those people that are getting the IV. Yeah. You're walking. You're watching. Have you ever had an IV in football, by the way?
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one my sophomore year, yeah.
Okay, so I've never had an IV other than in a medical situation. Like, when you're getting IV for a football game, like, there are some high schools that do it in Texas because it's so dang hot there.
Mm-hmm. It feels great. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was sick when I got mine. So, like, I was throwing up when we played UW this next day. I come in, boom, I get an IV. I feel 100 times better. Like, I feel like I done drunk too much water.
Wow.
Like,
well,
yeah, it's a good feeling, though.
All right, there you go. Now you're planting ideas in my head. Jaden Robinson is with us. All right, I look forward to seeing you back on the field. You got a bye week after this Cal game, so it'll be great to talk to you. We'll give you next week off because of the bye, but we'll catch up with you in front of the San Jose State game. I know you'll be raring to go for that, and I appreciate you joining us, Jaden.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
Such a good kid, Jaden Robinson, and as he led on there, he is not going to play this week against Cal. I was told a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, it was a concussion situation, so obviously they're being really careful getting him back, but he has indicated there, as you heard, that he would be back after the bye week. I think there was some hope that he'd be back in time for the Cal game, but it doesn't look like he's available. I want you to leave it here. Dylan Gabriel, Oregon quarterback, will be joining us at 4 o'clock right here on the BFT. Should be great stuff. John Wilner and I did a big interview with Kenny Dillingham, the Arizona State coach. Remember Kenny Dillingham, former Oregon offensive coordinator, now at Arizona State, sitting on 5 wins, a 5-2 season. Kenny Dillingham, who's having more fun than everybody coaching football. Kenny Dillingham, who is jumping around going, I'm one of these guys, after beating Utah and then disappearing into the mob on the field. That Kenny Dillingham did a exclusive interview with John Wilner and I. It is the subject of Canzano and Wilner, the podcast. If you're on YouTube, look for it and make sure you subscribe to it so you can watch it. But we went in depth with Dillingham, talking to him about his season, his running back, his success and his philosophy and really, really good stuff from Dillingham, who, well, here, I'll give you a little tidbit. Here's Kenny Dillingham sort of talking about his philosophy. How do you hold on to that authenticity in a world that sometimes wrings it out of you and rewards you for not being Kenny Dillingham, the real person?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't care. Like, I really don't care what people's perception of me. The only thing people that I care about are people in our building, people who know me. Like, those are the people that matter. Like, I'm not going to know any of the people who say, why are you in a mosh pit? Or, well, why did you do that? That's this, or that's that, or that's unprofessional, or I could care less. Like, that was what we won a game and we're excited and you're happy. Like, enjoy it. Like, this isn't like misery. This is football. Like, we're not solving the world problems. We're playing a game for entertainment. And yeah, is it important? Yeah. Is it my livelihood? Yes. But if I let my livelihood seep into these players, then I'm failing them.
It's such a good reminder of the perspective. Like, we all take ourselves, and college football coaches are probably the worst of all at this, take ourselves so seriously, take themselves so seriously. So it's just nice to see a guy in Dillingham's position recognize that it's still supposed to be fun. So keep that in mind as you're watching your sports. It's supposed to be fun, damn it. All right, leave it here. Dylan Gabriel coming up at 4 o'clock. You got the BFT statewide on the Bald Faced Truth Radio Network.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.